The Lord help us to commence this morning with hymn 1115. Upheld by thy supporting hand, we pass, O Lord, from year to year, and still we meet at thy command to seek thy gracious presence here. 1115.
Together from the Word of God, from three portions of Scripture. First, Psalm number 39. Psalm 39. We said, I will take heed to my ways, that I sin not with my tongue. I will keep my mouth with a bridle while the wicked is before me. I was dumb with silence. I held my peace. Even from good, and my sorrow was stirred. My heart was hot within me while I was musing, the fire burned. Then spake I with my tongue, Lord, make me to know mine end, and the measure of my days what it is, that I may know how frail I am. Behold, thou hast made my days as an handbreadth, and mine age is as nothing before thee. Verily, every man at his best state is altogether vanity, Selah. Surely every man walketh in a vain show. Surely they are disquieted in vain. He without riches, and knoweth not who shall gather them. And now, Lord, what wait I for? My hope is in thee. Deliver me from my transgressions. Make me not the reproach of the foolish. I was dumb. I opened not my mouth because thou didst it. Remove thy stroke away from me. I am consumed by the blow of thine hand. When thou with rebukes dost correct man for iniquity, thou makest his beauty to consume away like a moth. Surely every man is vanity, Selah. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and give ear unto my cry. Hold not thy peace at my tears, for I am a stranger with thee, and a sojourner, as all my fathers were. O spare me, that I may recover strength before I go hence and be no more. Now please turn to the prophecy of Isaiah chapter 2, and we commence to read at verse 10. Isaiah chapter 2, verse 10. Enter into the rock and hide thee in the dust for fear of the Lord and for the glory of his majesty. The lofty looks of man shall be humbled, and the haughtiness of men shall be bowed down, and the Lord alone shall be exalted in that day. For the day of the Lord of hosts shall be upon every one that is proud and lofty, and upon every one that is lifted up, and shall be brought low. And upon all the cedars of Lebanon that are high and lifted up, and upon all the oaks of Bashan, and upon all the high mountains, and upon all the hills that are lifted up, and upon every high tower, and upon every fenced wall, and upon all the ships of Tarshish, and upon all pleasant pictures. The loftiness of man shall be bowed down, and the haughtiness of men shall be made low, and the Lord alone shall be exalted in that day. And the idols he shall utterly abolish, and they shall go into the holes of the rocks and into the caves of the earth for fear of the Lord, and for the glory of his majesty, when he ariseth to shake terribly the earth. In that day a man shall cast his idols of silver and his idols of gold, which they made each one for himself to worship, to the moles and to the bats, to go into the clefts of the rocks and into the tops of the ragged rocks for fear of the Lord and for the glory of his majesty, when he ariseth to shake terribly the earth. Cease ye from man, whose breath is in his nostrils, for wherein is he to be accounted of? And now, lastly, Isaiah chapter 55. Isaiah chapter 55. O everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. He that hath no money, come ye buy and eat, yea. Come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and your labour for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear, and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and commander to the people. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and nations that knew not thee shall run unto thee because of the Lord thy God, and for the Holy One of Israel, for he hath glorified thee. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it to bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. For ye shall go out with joy, and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree, and it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. The Lord bless to us the reading of his word. Help us to pray. Kind and ever merciful and gracious Lord God, 'tis indeed thy mercy and kindness and goodness that enables company of poor sinners to come and assemble in thy courts the morning of this Sabbath day, this first Sabbath day of a new year as we count time. And Lord, we do desire indeed to truly come, acknowledging all thy goodness and kindness to us. Why, as one says, for mercies countless the sands, which daily I receive. And 'tis true, Lord. We do have mercies countless the sands, and that those mercies come to us each day and every day. Lord, our needs are so abundantly supplied. Our needs have been abundantly supplied to this very present moment of time. Lord, and we thank thee for all thy goodness and kindness thus. Our health and strength and the use of natural faculties, the comforts, the roof over our heads, the beds we lie on. Lord, many mercies are ours. Great is thy faithfulness. Lord, and thou hast been faithful to thy word and promise that there shall be seed time and harvest, summer and winter, whilst the earth remaineth. And indeed, Lord, we are here, Lord, as trophies of thy grace. We're still found on praying ground. We've not been cut off. We've not been removed from this time state. Lord, and whilst there's life, there's hope. May that be, Lord, a help even to some poor soul here this morning, that there's still hope for their poor never-dying soul, that they're still found on praying ground. Lord, do then bless us, Lord, as we meet together this Lord's day here in thy house. Indeed, where thou hast met with us, Lord, in time past, where thou hast met, Lord, the cases and the needs of thy people, Lord, those providential needs, but Lord, those spiritual needs, where thou hast appeared, where thou hast strengthened, where thou hast given and granted faith to look up and to believe, Lord, then we do thank thee for all thy kindness to us. Oh, and as Paul says, thanks be to God for his unspeakable gift. Lord, we have our Bibles here in front of us, an open Bible. Lord, a Bible we can read in our own language. Oh, and we thank thee for it, Lord, when we consider there are other parts of this world that they're not blessed in this way. And oh, Lord, and how they long and how they crave for the word of thy grace. Lord, we have our mercies. Lord, may we not be negligent of them. May we prize them. Lord, and may thou, wilt thou be pleased to make thyself more and more precious to our poor, never-dying souls. Oh, Lord, that we may prize this blessed book. And Lord, that we may be given hearts to read and understand what we read, and oh, that we may know and have the blessing of God flowing through it into our heart and our souls, and our hearts filled with the love of Christ that is explained, that is brought forward in thy word. We do pray for it, Lord. Do then bless us with that God-given faith to believe and trust alone in thee. Then, Lord, do help us. Oh, we pray, dear Lord, then, as we commence, Lord, another year, we ask, dear Lord, that thou be with us. Oh, that we may know the Lord, it is that doth go before thee, he'll be with thee and not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Dear Lord, we know not whether each of us or any of us we'll live to see the end of the present year. Oh, prepare me, gracious God, to stand before thy face. Thy spirit must the work perform, 'tis all of grace. in Christ's obedience clothed and washed with his blood, so shall I let my head with joy among the sons of God. Hear our prayer. Do bless us. Do be near us. Do be round about us, Lord. Do make thy goodness pass before us in the way. And pray, dear Lord, that thou help us. Oh, dear Lord, may we be then equipped of thee, prepared of thee, to be, have and hold our receipt, stamped to mark paid in the Redeemer's blood, to be clothed in the righteousness of Jesus. Lord, do hear our prayer. Oh, we read of that solemn account of that man that had not on the wedding garment. Lord, we pray thou wilt clothe us with thy righteousness. Then, dear Lord, do bless, do be near us. Lord, we pray then that thou be with us now this day. Oh, Lord, as this Sabbath day opens and the new year here, we pray, dear Lord, that there may be something done in our heart. Lord, to thine honour, glory and praise. Lord, that there may be the word accomplished, the word going forth with divine power even this day. Lord, we ask of thee to do it for us, for thine own great name's sake. Lord, thou knowest just how each one has come to chapel this morning. Those have come with a care, with a concern, with an exercise. Those have come saying, say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Those have come asking for some token for God, some token of thy special love. Those have come with a Lord, help me. Lord Jesus, reveal thyself to me. Thou knowest them all, Lord. And Lord, and if there should be any that have come unconcerned, Lord, don't let them go home the same way. Don't let them go home the same way. Appear to them, Lord. Bless them. Bless them, dear Lord, with the riches of thy grace. Lord, and work mightily and graciously in their heart and change the heart, renew the will and turn their feet to Zion's hill. And give them to know, Lord, that thou art a prayer hearing and a prayer answering God. And a God that saves unto the uttermost all them that come unto God by him. Yes, even the very worst of sinners. Dear Lord, do hear. Pray then that thou help us now. And we do pray, dear Lord, that remember and bless, dear Lord, this little cause of truth and to bless thy people here. Oh, and we ask, Lord, a blessing on the ministry of thy word. Oh, that it may bring forth that praise to thy name. Lord, do bless seeking souls. Bless those that feel to be afar off, draw them nigh, and do abundantly bless. Those hungry and thirsting after righteousness, those that feel to be poor in spirit, Lord, thou knowest them all. Do meet then with thy people. We do pray, Lord, that remember our friends here that hold office, undertake for them, in their concerns, their burdens, their exercises, solemn responsibility that rests upon them, hold them up, support them, undertake for them, go before them, be their guide and their director, we pray. Remember each and every one, the Lord, from the eldest right down to the youngest, who is only but a few weeks old. Lord, but we do pray that thou wilt bless each soul here. Oh, we pray, dear Lord, that they may each and all be found in the covenant of thy grace. Oh, Lord, that we cannot bear that piercing thought, but if anyone should be left out when thou for them shalt call. Prevent it, Lord, by thy grace, and be thou, Lord, our hiding place. Then, dear Lord, do hear us. We do pray, dear Lord, that thou remember then Zion, Church of God, Lord, throughout our land, throughout this world, Lord, do mercifully appear. Thou knowest, Lord, there are many enemies. Lord, there's that warfare that goes on. Lord, in this land and in this world against Christianity. Lord, do mercifully appear to us and for us. Oh, and pray, dear Lord, that we may be found looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Lord, do help us to cast all our cares upon thee. Overturn the evil designs of wicked men, frustrate their intentions, oh, we pray thee. And dear Lord, do help us. We do pray, dear Lord, that thou remember. Indeed, remember those that have left and forsaken the house of God. Who they are, where they are, we don't know. But Lord, thou knowest. Thou knowest, Lord, maybe what they're doing even now. Lord, we pray thou would speak to them. Lord, we think of one, Lord, many years ago, he was digging his allotment. And Lord, and thou did speak to him and did say, what doest thou here, Elijah? Oh, and Lord, and he had to return unto his father's house. Lord, if there's one out there this morning, whatever they're doing, digging the allotment, washing the car, decorating the front room, whatever, Lord, speak to their soul. We do beseech thee. Hear our prayer. Oh, and get to thyself honour, glory and praise in the salvation of sinners. Dear Lord, and we've got no stones to throw at anyone. We would say, there go I, but for the grace of God. Hear us and help us. Remember all thy people. We know of some, Lord, they're in sickness and affliction's path. Lord, but thy hand do heal, do restore, do raise up, do strengthen. Blessed means used. Some have been under a surgeon's hand. Maybe some are expecting to go under the surgeon's hand. Lord, do graciously help, do uphold. Be with those, Lord, that are afflicted in the mind. Lord, do appear for them. Oh, that they may be like that man that we read of. Why, he was sitting at the feet of Jesus and clothed in his right mind. Lord, do appear for one another. We pray, we think of various ones. And Lord, and then there's others, Lord, some are severely disabled one way and another. Lord, they need thee, they need thy help. And those that care for them need thy help also. Lord, to be near. And there, Lord, do help us. We pray, Lord, that thou wilt bring in many sinners round to come and fill the place, the empty churches and chapels up and down our land. Lord, do graciously pluck out that right hand out of thy bosom and work salvation in our midst. We do beseech thee. Lord, do change men's hearts. Pray for our nation. Oh, govern those that govern us. And pray, dear Lord, thou mercifully appear. Lord, our Prime Minister, oh, he has a large majority now in Parliament. But Lord, we pray thou art holding. Lord, thou art not let him have his own way. Lord, he may find, Lord, he cannot do what he wants. Lord, like Balaam, he was hired to curse. But he could not curse because thou wouldst not let him. Lord, and thou art still that same Lord God, able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask all things. Hear then our prayers. And pray, dear Lord, that thou wilt deliver this world from war and bloodshed. Thou knowest, dear Lord, those things that go on, those things that have taken place in recent days. Lord, do hold those that hold power in this world. Lord, that this world may not again be plunged into warfare. Hear our prayer. Accept our thanks then for all thy kindness. Pardon our every sin, all our iniquity. Wash us, cleanse us, clothe us in that righteousness of Jesus. Pardon us, Lord Jesus. Help us. Meet with us. Bless us. We ask, dear Lord, that thou come now, fulfill thy word, thy promise. Thou hast said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Come and open one's mouth, touch my lips, that live coal from off that heavenly altar. As we played the dear woman who cried, Lord, help me. We ask all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hymn 986. Oh, poor, distressed, thirsty soul, the fountain is just by, whose waters run both full and free. Come, drink, and never die. 986.
Thank you.
and dependence upon Thee, Lord. For all needed help, I ask Your very prayerful attention to Psalm 39. And we'll read verses 3 and 4. Psalm 39, verses 3 and 4. My heart was hot within me. While I was musing, the fire burned. Then spake I with my tongue, Lord, make me to know mine end, and the measure of my days, what it is, that I may know how frail I am. Psalm 39, verses 3 and 4. My heart was hot within me, while I was musing the fire burned. Then spake I with my tongue, Lord, make me to know mine end, and the measure of my days, what it is, that I may know how frail I am. You might say, well, that's quite an unusual text, and I'll agree. And I'll say something else, and I've never attempted to speak from this word before, the third verse at least. My heart was hot within me, while I was musing the fire burned. I'll tell you how this text came about. I was, as you, some of you know, was staying with our friends here since Thursday and Friday evening on our own, and I was there and kept on stoking the fire, putting on a log. Yes, I couldn't say that my heart was hot within me, but I was thinking of the Lord's Day, and what was I going to preach from? There was one log that I put on, that fire, and it was burning fairly good, but as soon as I put this log on, so I saw some little tiny creatures. I don't think they were ants, but they came out from under the bark somewhere, and they were running frantically up and down this wood. I tried to stab them with the poker, that I didn't hit them, but, you know, I felt so sorry. I was sad to see these little creatures being burnt to death. And it reminded me. My thoughts began to think. And I thought of those words we read just now here in Isaiah's prophecy chapter 2. Where it reads like this, and they shall go into the holes of the rocks and into the caves of the earth for fear of the Lord and for the glory of his majesty when he ariseth to shake terribly the earth. In that day a man shall cast his idols of silver, his idols of gold which they made, each one for himself to worship to the holes and to the bats, to go into the clefts of the rocks, tops of the ragged rocks, for fear of the Lord and for the glory of his majesty when he arises to shake terribly the earth. And my mind went to, oh, that terrible place called hell. where'er the vindictive wrath of God ever burns against the wicked. Yes, there will be a death for every man, woman and child. And some, blessed be the name of our God, there will be eternal life to be found where Jesus is, and where congregations ne'er break up and Sabbaths have no end. But for others, with the words of Jesus himself, oh, friends, yes, the sheep shall be gathered on his right hand, but the goats on his left, and they shall be found, yes, in torments of hell. Oh, and there's no death there, ever living, and yet in the torments of hell. And that's what I thought about those little creatures. Oh, and a thought about poor fallen mankind. Yes, why, that fireplace for a little while, to my mind, represented hell. There was a fire there. Yes, it went out. But you know, the fire of hell will never go out. The fire of hell will never go out. Oh, yes. And you know, and these little creatures, as I said, why, they were running frantically up and down this lock. Sometimes they seem to disappear into some little crack. Ah, yes, you see, which is here, or into the clefts of the rocks, into the tops of the ragged rocks. I hope it's not so. But I still have to deliver this. I hope it's not so. But is there any one or more than one here in this house of God this morning? Yes. That has no thoughts of God, no thoughts of eternity, of where you're going to spend eternity. Why, we say hell doesn't bear thinking about, and it doesn't. But it's there. And it's there for the wicked. It's there for the ungodly. It's for those, can I say this, that don't care. I may have said this here before. You know, when I was a boy, I remember my mother so well. And I said to her once, I don't care. And she said, don't care was made to care. And you think of that narrative there in the gospel, where there's the poor man, Lazarus, sits in the gate of the rich man. He didn't care two hoots. but he was made to care. Oh, do you need me to remind you what he said when he woke up in hell? Why, he asked that someone might go and speak to his brethren. Yes. Ah, but the word is this, is that they wouldn't hear. They wouldn't hear the word of God. Sinner, will you hear? Will you hear this Lord's Day morning? Let me just repeat to you what Paul writes there in the end of Romans chapter 6, I believe it is, or chapter 7. Yeah. The wages of sin is death. That's what Paul says. It's here in the Word of God, God's Word. God's word cannot fail. The wages of sin is death. The gift of God is eternal life. My mind just goes back here to the book of Kings, where you've got Israel at sadly gone off to her lovers, sadly gone into sin and iniquity and into idolatry and forsaken the ways of God. You know, you don't have to absent yourselves from chapel to forsake the ways of God. You may keep up an appearance. But here, oh, my dear friends, oh, am I speaking to one or more here this morning? Oh, yes, the wages of sin of death, the gift of God's eternal life. And Elijah said to the people, how long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered not a word, and I don't suppose you will either. But you know, those words of dear Elijah had a profound effect upon the people there. How long halt ye between two opinions? Is there something in religion? Yes, there is. And it's life or death. Oh, while I was musing, the fire burned. But let me come to this. Maybe someone is stirred up in their hearts, even by the few remarks that we've already made this morning. But dear soul, as I trust, I have been called to preach God's word. Yes. So I must, dear soul, direct you to the blessed Saviour, the glorious Redeemer. Which is why I read Isaiah chapter 55. And there's this word. This word to you, sinner. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Dear soul, you are still found on praying ground. You've not yet passed from death or through death. But dear soul, before you do, we know not what a day or an hour may bring forth. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found, because there's a time coming when he will not be found. As that case that we've already alluded to of Lazarus and the rich man that fared sumptuously every day, he woke up in hell and it was too late. Sinner, dear soul, dear fellow sinner, don't leave it until it is too late. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. You say, but I don't know how to seek. Have you heard, sinner, of the publican in the Gospel according to Luke? Luke's Gospel, chapter 15. Yes. And here was a one. Yes. No, it's not chapter 15. It's chapter 18. Chapter 18 of Luke's Gospel. There were certain that trusted themselves. Two men went into the temple to pray. One a Pharisee, the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed with himself. But the publican, standing afar off, would not so much as lift up his eyes toward heaven, but he smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Dear soul, you go home and you read this chapter for yourself, Luke chapter 18. Oh, here this all is how you and I seek the Lord. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Yes, but let me go on. The word here, yes, and we could say the gospel according to Isaiah, chapter 55, verse 7. Verse 6, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Verse 7, boy, it is all. You say, let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thought, and let him return unto the Lord. And he will. Have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Sinner, forsake the ways of sin. Why? How many times, all these years, your life and mine, I'm just past 80,
How many years I've had a New Year's resolution, I don't know. But dear soul, you make this New Year's resolution to seek the Lord and to forsake sin. It'll be the best resolution you've ever made. And pray God help you to keep it. Ah, yes, let the wicked forsake his way. Ah, yes, so that, dear soul, that you're not like those little creatures I saw running on that log. No, they're not like them. Dear soul, I said, they went into, the word of God says, they go into the clefts and the holes of the rocks, the shelter, but fear of the Lord. The majesty of his power. But here's how. Let me tell you where to go. Go on your knees. And plead for Jesus' sake, for his honour, for his glory. Yes. Ah, yes, dear soul. And the word of God cannot lie. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Remember that, sinner. Whoever I might be speaking to. Yes. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him. And he will. It's not he might, he may. His name, his honour and glory is at stake. And sinner, what did Jesus say? Perhaps you're unaware of it. But Jesus said this to the likes of you, poor soul. He said, all that the Father give me shall come, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. I will in no wise cast out. Let me quote the hymn that I'm quite often quote. The vilest sinner out of hell that lives to feel his need is welcome to the throne of grace, the Saviour's blood to plead. The Apostle Paul, in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, and you can look it up for yourself, dear soul. I think you'll find it's verse 25, speaking there of the Lord Jesus, and as the great high priest, and he says to us there, that he is able to save even unto the uttermost all them that come unto God by him. Yes, poor soul, that's you and I, is it not? Uttermost, the very worst of the worst. But he saves so to the uttermost. Ah, my heart was hot within me while I was musing the fire burned. Then spake I with my tongue, Lord, make me to know mine end. And the measure of my days, what it is, that I may know how frail I am. Yes, make me to know mine end. Dear Thou, there's a hymn that suits you and I here in this hymn book. And it reads like this, and I quoted it in prayer this morning. Prepare me, 471. Prepare me, gracious God, to stand before thy face. Ah, yes, we've got to come and stand before Almighty God. But dear soul, oh, that you and I might come there and find our dear Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ standing there, interceding for us with cries and groans which cannot be uttered. He that said, I came not to call the righteous, listen, but sinners to repentance. There's your hope and mind, dear soul. Sinners, he called sinners to repentance. Yes, and sinners can say, and none but they, how precious is the Saviour. Prepare me, gracious God, to stand before thy face. Thy Spirit must the work perform, is all of grace, in Christ's obedience clothe, and wash me in his blood. So shall I lift my head with joy among the sons of God. Do thou my sin subdue, thy sovereign love make known. The spirit of my mind renew and save me in thy Son. Let me attest thy power. Let me thy goodness prove, till my full soul can hold no more of everlasting love. Ah, yes, prepare me. Otherwise, it is, oh, maybe this language needs to be said. Pause my soul and ask the question, art thou ready to meet God? Am I made a real Christian, washed in thee, Redeemer's blood? Have I union with the church's living head? He goes on to speak, but it's the last verse of that hymn, 698, says this, but if still a total stranger to his precious name and blood, thou, you, nobody else, you. Thou art on the brink of danger. Canst thou face a holy God? Can you? Can you face a holy God with all your sin and all your iniquity? All your transgressions and faults and failings, your inconsistencies, your heart wanderings, canst thou face a holy God? The writer says this, think and tremble. And he goes on to say this, death is now upon the road. Lord, make me to know mine end. The dear psalmist here in Psalm 90, he says this, so teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Yeah. It's says earlier, the days of our years are 70 years and 10. And if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is there strength, labour and sorrow. For it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Yes, your lifespan and mine, 70 years, maybe 80 years. But sinner, eternity is much longer than that. As I once heard the late Leslie Hyde say, 5,000 years, 10,000 years, and eternity is but just begun. And the fire burned. My heart was hot within me. You know, there's this. Oh, where the dear psalmist then here speaks of his heart being hot within him. You know, where the Spirit of the Lord is, where the Lord has a purpose of love and mercy to his people. You see, it'll be like those you read here in the last chapter of the book of the Gospel of Luke. And there were those two on that road to Emmaus. And they met Jesus, or Jesus met them. Someone says, "You're leaving me. You're leaving me." I don't want to leave you, dear soul. I don't want to leave you. I don't want to see you perish. I don't want to see you perish. The Lord says this all to you. Again, here, Isaiah chapter 45. It's what he says to you, dear soul. "Look unto me, and be ye saved, all ye ends of the earth. For I am God, and there is none here." This hour, will you look? Will you look to Jesus? Pity, joy with power. To him, this hour, whom I will in no wise cast out. This hour, do you feel as a result of maybe some of the things I've said this morning? You feel so burdened. Oh, it seems like an enormous weight, crushing weight that falls upon your spirit, falls into your heart. Well, Jesus says this to you, dear soul. And dear soul, listen to it carefully. He says, "Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden." Well, you're heavy laden, aren't you? You're heavy laden with all this problem now, this guilt, this transgression. Oh, this wicked heart that you possess. Dear soul, Jesus says, "Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden." And then he says this, "And I will give you rest." And I will give you rest. Yes, dear soul, you, even you, because, dear soul, he came to seek and to save that which was lost, and he doesn't, hasn't, and will not change his mind. Now, dear soul, you know, sinner, it comes to me like this. There was a man, you may have heard of him. His name was Saul of Tarsus. And he was walking in paths of sin. And he was persecuting the church of God. And he thought he was doing right. But he only thought. In fact, he was doing very wrong. But now he's on his way, going up the road there to Damascus. And he's got letters in his pocket from the authorities to cast men and women into prison that call on the name of Jesus. But as he gets nearer to Damascus, so the appointed time rolls on apace, not proposed but called by grace, to change his heart, renew his will, and turn his feet to Zion's hill. The Lord turned his heart. Has the Lord turned someone's heart in this house of God this morning? And the Lord spoke to him. There's a great shining light came down from heaven. It shone right into his path, right into his heart. So bright was that light that the Saul of Tarsus fell down. He couldn't stand looking at this light. And the voice spoke, "Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me?" Yes, and this was the answer. "Who art thou, Lord?" And this was the answer. "I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest." Ah, dear soul. Yes, "I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest." And Saul was humbled and crumbled there and then into the dust of self-abasement. Oh, and what happens next? Why, this, oh, yes, Saul, yes. He's now, the Lord says to him, "I am Jesus whom thou persecute, hard for thee to kick against the pricks." Sinner, have you been, are you, kicking against the pricks of conscience? He's a trembling, he's astonished. "Lord, what wilt thou have me to do?" "Arise. Go into the city, and it shall told thee what thou must do." Yes, dear soul. What you and I must do is seek mercy, is seek peace, is seek pardon. Yes, dear soul. There is pardon. There is pardon for the worst of the worst. For the vilest of the vilest. You say, "But do you really realise what a wretched, sinful person I am?" Maybe I don't. You don't realise what I am. But dear soul, yes, there is forgiveness with Jesus. Yes, you say, well, that's your word for it. Well, let me give you his word for it. Yes, it's that although there may be sin, yes, but dear soul, Jesus said this, all manner of sin shall be forgiven thee. All manner of sin shall be forgiven thee. Why? There's Moses. Oh, yes, but he was God's servant. Yes, but what did he do? He committed murder. There's David, the sweet psalmist of Israel. But what did he do? He committed adultery. There's the apostles of the Lord Jesus Christ. There's Peter. Yes. But what did he do? Well, he said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. He said, Lord, to whom else can we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. What else did he do? He denied that he knew anything about the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, in the judgment hall where Jesus was tried at that mock trial. And he'd been warned about it. Yes, it's all the same as you and I have been warned about sin and iniquity, that the wages thereof is sin and death. Is yes. So back to the word of the Lord Jesus, that all manner of sin shall be forgiven thee. Those that we've mentioned, those three, Moses, David, Peter, they're all found in heaven, all found in glory. They all found forgiveness. And say, my soul, why not for thee? Yes, he came to save the lost sheep of the house of Israel. My heart was hot within me while I was musing, the fire burned. Then spake I with my tongue. Perhaps next time you sit beside the fire and put on the log and poke it with a poker, perhaps you'll think of some of these things that poor man has uttered this morning. But I spake with my tongue. Yes. Lord, make me to know mine end. Make me right. Keep me right. Fit me. Prepare me for heaven, for glory. Those little creatures that we spoke about, running into the cracks, dear soul, but dear soul, there's a place for you and I. And it's found, dear soul, in the dear Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. And the Apostle writes of it here in Hebrews chapter 6. And why, yes. But also, yes, dear Moses writes about it here in Deuteronomy chapter 33. And there he says, the eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. And here in Hebrews chapter 6, the dear apostle says this to us. ye who have fled for refuge, that by two immutable things, in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation, who have fled for refuge to lay hold on the hope set before us, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil, whither the forerunner is for us entered, even Jesus, made an high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Who have fled for refuge. Other refuge have I none. Hangs my helpless soul on thee. Leave me not alone. Still support and comfort me. I dare say, you know that hymn number 143. Rock of ages, cleft for me. Let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from thy riven side which flowed be of sin the double cure. Cleanse me from its guilt and power. This is how you plead that. You go to the Lord with that. You plead that. Oh, then I spake with my tongue. Lord, make me to know mine end. The dear man Job, he was brought into some great straits, and he was in a great strait here. But he says this, have pity upon me, have pity upon me, O my friends, the hand of God hath touched me. Why do ye persecute me as God, and are not satisfied with my flesh? Oh, that my words were now written, oh, that they were printed in a book, that they were graven with an iron pen and laid in a rock forever. What coming to is this? Lord, make me to know mine end, the measure of my days, what it is, how frail I am. The dear the dear man of God, he looked up. He says, I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God. Amazing grace! How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. But before I say amen, I'll say this. The next hymn goes on, does it not? All about free grace. Yes. And the dear hymn writer says this to us, and I shall have to turn it up. Memory's bad. Jesus saw me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God. That's you and I, isn't it, dear soul? Jesus saw me when a stranger, Saul of Tarsus. Yes. Wandering from the fold of God, he to save my soul from danger, interposed his precious blood. Yes, dear soul, the safety beneath the sheltering blood of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. And that's the blessed, glorious place of refuge, to be found beneath the sheltering blood of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. And dear soul, and that's why you hear God's servants pray, that you might be sheltered beneath, for his own great name's sake, the blood of Christ, pleading, this blood that cleanses this soul from all sin. For you're not redeemed with corruptible things such as gold and silver from your vain conversation, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without spot and without blemish. Well, I haven't said some of the things I thought was going to. My heart is hot within me. You see, those two on that road to Emmaus, Or you say, this is later on, dear soul, in life's experience maybe, the Lord leads you there, bring you there at last. That union, communion with them, so that your heart then burns within you because of the blessed things that he has spoken to you of. Oh, that how he reveals himself as the hope of glory to your poor, never dying soul. I leave the few thoughts. Amen.
The collections last Lord's Day, which were for the FGEA, amounted to £1,922.20, for which we're very thankful. And God willing, our friend Mr. Field hopes to address the Sunday School this afternoon and administer the Lord's Supper after this evening's service, and also to give an address at the prayer meeting tomorrow evening. And Mr. Hadley is expected to preach on Friday evening, and Mr. Gilbert Hyde next Lord's Day. And our friends at St. Ives hold their prayer meeting on Wednesday evening. Let us close with hymn 1119. Jesus, thou almighty Saviour, prostrate at thy feet I lie, humbly I entreat thy favour, condescend to hear my cry. 1119.
Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God, sweet communion, the Holy Spirit, be with us now and always. Amen.